iGlobal Radio, the hub of podcasts for and about global Indians. From news and views to wellness, entertainment, money matters, and much, much more. On air at iGlobalNews.com.
iGlobalNews.com.
The iMoney Show on iGlobal Radio. Brought to you by iGlobalNews.com.
Hello and welcome to the iMoney Show here on iGlobal Radio. We often bring you lots of experts who are really good at what they do in their field. Today in the programme we want to talk to somebody who has been practising this particular art and science for a while now. And his name is Sam Dosa. Now Sam Dosa is a business and professional emotional intelligence coach. Sounds pretty technical, I know, but it's all about bringing the best out of people. Perhaps people go through hardships and traumas in their lives. Perhaps people go through various things that affect them from a young age up to a later age in their lives. And often they need people to speak to or somebody to help them, coach them and coax them into perhaps a different pattern and way of thinking to improve their lifestyles and make them happier people. Ultimately, that's what life is about. Sam, welcome to the program today. And may I wish you a very, very warm welcome. And thank you for agreeing to being with us here today on the show.
Thank you, Tony, for inviting me. And I'm so humbled to be here today.
Tell me a little about yourself. You are a business and professional emotional intelligence coach. Sounds technical. What's it all about?
Well, emotional intelligence is one of that EQ we have been forgetting about it, because majority of time we are being embedded with IQ, that you should have intelligent quotient. You should be intelligent about your mathematics, about your this area or that area. And that's perfectly fine. We always tell our children, or we say, so what is your IQ? But nobody actually measures your EQ, which is emotional quotient or emotional intelligence. And that's actually a lot of time we fail on those sort of area. So I'll give you a simple example over here. You are on the road driving and somebody cuts you off. What will be your emotion? What will be your, you will might be able to swear at the person, or you will be thinking of not in the nice way, but if you are emotionally intelligent, you will be thinking that that person must be cutting you off because he must be running to a hospital, to reach to a hospital, or it could be some emergency. And that's what is all about, taking a step back and not judging the situation immediately the way you do it. And that's what is called emotional intelligence. Managing your emotion. Nobody can control emotions. We only manage our emotions. And a lot of people, what they say, I can control my emotion. I say, no, you can't control your emotion. You can only manage your emotions. And that's the art, or that's the learning skill anybody can learn. And that's what we are teaching to our young children, to be emotionally intelligent. And in my bio, when I mentioned one statement where we say we are born to win, but conditioned to fail.
What does that mean?
I would like you to answer that question. What do you think what I'm saying over here?
Okay, we're born to win, but conditioned to fail. So when we are born, and as we grow and evolve through the years, we have a certain psychology to win. But society and our surroundings condition us to fail at times, from what we see, hear, and believe at times. So therefore, we are then conditioned to fail.
So what was our first winning? Our first winning was that to come into this world. And that was our first winning. So we were born winner, but because our conditioning as the society, as the sibling, as the schools and everything, as we started to get conditioned. And a lot of conditioning keep us like, you are suppressing a lot of things. You are saying, well, I don't want to talk about this because somebody is going to judge me. I don't want to say something. And then what that happened is we are using the word, I'm controlling my emotion. I'm putting a face on I'm having a mask on my face because I can't show my real emotion because people are going to judge me. And that's what the core definition of that statement is, that we have been conditioned to a lot of things. And that's why we repeat the same things again and again and again because we are afraid of showing our true things, because we feel if I'm going to show my vulnerability, people started to start looking at it. And within our community, it's big, it's a very big thing that, oh, don't talk about those things. Otherwise, it's going to be spread like a wildfire in the entire community. How are we going to deal with that?
The iMoney Show on iGlobal Radio. Brought to you by iGlobalNews.com. iGlobalNews.com.
So, if I was to pick up from the statement, we are born to win, but conditioned to fail, tell me a little bit about your life, your background, and why did you choose this particular line of work, Sam?
So my journey begins, I'm born in Pakistan, and I joined my first wife in 1996 to UK. And that journey was like a big ask from coming from a country to a country which is completely new to me. And even though I was working from a lot of people in a very big companies over there, so I had so many fascination to see what is going to happen when I'm going to arrive in this country. The journey begins in 1996, the time when there were a lot of, what I call it, I was overqualified, first of all, because I had skill set, which were computer skill set, which were not yet been, came to UK. Because back home, we learned a lot of things very advanced, then everything started to come slowly and gradually. The realization happened when I went for jobs. People were saying, but you are overqualified. You are overqualified. I says, okay, I might be overqualified for the position. But after 15, 20 years, realization just hit me. And says, it was not I was overqualified. It was my skin. People doesn't want to hire me at that time. So my journey begins in a completely different way. I said, everybody should be working in harmony. But then I started to learn a lot of things about society. It started to integrate in the society. Living in the society, I started to uphill myself to new career within the IT industry, because I came from the IT industry, so I jumped into the IT industry, which allowed me to be the same industry. One thing within the community I learned from our faith was that there is a motto we use in our faith, which is called work, no word. You are working, but there should be no word for it. You just work as a seva, as a service to others. And this is embedded to us, embedded to me, embedded to my children. We work in the community to serve others. And that was the statement, or that was the motto I carry with me in serving others. My journey started to evolve in IT industry, went into working for big companies. And then one time in my life came to this place where I says, now what? What is my purpose? Why I'm here? Why am I going to work for somebody else for the rest of my life? And that's the conditioning, correct? That's the conditioning, because my father used to work for somebody else. My brothers are working for somebody else. I am doing the same thing. Is nothing changes. So we have been conditioned that everybody is working, so you should be working for somebody else. We are following somebody else's plan because we do not have our own plan in life. During that period when I was working for the corporates, I used to do voluntary services in schools, in helping a lot of youths, our youths, and I was delivering workshops, CV writing workshops, and interview skills workshops for those people. And working within there, I started a charity called Empowering Youth in London, in West London, which also helped a lot of youth in their schools, which were having so many problems articulating themselves. So we were going there, we were doing workshop, we were opening doors for them. And that actually given me this purpose. I am here to serve those people who are in this situation. So I started my splitting of my time, working full time. And then I started part time going for my qualification. So I came into counseling. Then I went into coaching. I did my coaching certifications. I become a certified psychometric assessor for British Society of Psychology. And then I did a couple of more qualifications in aligned with my practice. In doing that journey, I started to build my resilience, becoming a confident coach, a speaker, and person who is ready to serve others.
Did that help you? I mean, earlier on in our conversation, you mentioned the cultural differences. But in achieving your goals and the journey that you talk about, did it actually help you to be more culturally aware, not only yourself, but the people that you were serving, quote unquote? How did that help you culturally?
It helped me immensely. I was working within the community as well as outside the community. So it's helped me build my self-esteem, started to create some great confidence in myself to come out and serve others. And that gives me a great satisfaction over here when people used to say, Sam, because of your coaching or because of your workshop, I achieved this. And that gives you a satisfaction that you are making some impact on people's life.
You're listening to the iMoney Show right here on iGlobal Radio, and I'm talking with Mr. Sam Dorsa today. He is a business and personal emotional intelligence coach, and he talks to us today about establishing yourself and your mindset. In a moment, I'm going to be talking to Sam about creating that strong mindset and how do we go about it.
The iMoney Show on iGlobal Radio, brought to you by iGlobalNews.com. iGlobalNews.com.
So, Sam, we continue to talk about we're born to win but conditioned to fail, and I keep on bringing up that fantastic quotation of yours today, and you talk about your journey in life and how you've been more culturally aware and accustomed to changing your mindset as well as those that you're coaching as well. But in order to create that strong mindset, there obviously has to be a set of certain parameters, goals, and procedures that you follow. Can you talk us through some of those today, please?
You know, we all have been given a logical mind, and also you have right brain and a left brain. A lot of things about mindset is a lot of people talk about you have to be positive. Yeah, that's perfectly fine. But having a positive mindset requires your continuation of rituals. Let's say, for example, the ritual is you wake up in the morning. Are you ready to start a new day with a positive thought? That's the first thing. First thing is doing a gratitude of being alive, being successful in your well-being. Are you ready to acknowledge those things? A lot of people are going in that cycle, a rut, what you call it, a cycle of waking up in the morning, going to work, coming back home, having the dinner, sitting and watching TV, going to sleep, wake up, and that's 5 days they have this cycle or 6 days this cycle. They do not have time for themselves. How much time do you take out for yourself? To have a stronger mindset, one has to understand that we have to manage our well-being. Nobody outside is going to come and manage our well-being. It's our duty. Everybody talk about your body is your temple. But you do not serve your temple. You do not serve yourself. You like to serve others. That's perfectly good. But what about you? You should be number one. And that's what I talk about in my speeches as well, that you become number one. If you are not number one, then you are always going to be serving others. And then when you become ill, who is going to look after you?
So talk us through the process of looking after number one briefly, and tell us what's the first step?
The first step is mindfulness. Sit in mindfulness, 10 minutes a day. And people will say, 10 minutes a day? I'll say, yeah, 10 minutes a day. Can you take out 10 minutes a day? Sam, is very hard. I said, very hard? You know how many seconds we have in a whole day? 234,000 seconds, and you can't take out 10 minutes. So 10 minutes of mindfulness is very important. You sit in 10 minutes mindfulness every day. This is the habit to begin with. And once you start to begin this habit of sitting in mindfulness, you started to stop your mind in churning a lot of things. You still your mind. And once your mind still, you started to get this stronger sense of understanding of your mind, and you become receiving good energies in you. You started to receive positive things. You started to connect with positive people. How you build your positive mindset is, first of all, get a positivity inserted in you by doing mindfulness, and that actually opens quite a big spectrum of waves, of energy waves, which attracts the right people in your life.
And is that the same? Is mindfulness the same as meditation, Sam?
Meditation, you need a special mantra for meditation. And mindfulness, you are actually breathing in and breathing out, and that's stilling your mind. But in meditation, you are being given a mantra which you are reciting in your heart. And that's the difference between mindfulness and meditation.
If you have just joined us, you're listening to the iMoney Show right here on iGlobal Radio. And I'm joined by Sam Dozza today, who is a business and professional emotional intelligence coach. And in a moment, we're going to be talking about advancing one's mindfulness in terms of careers and perhaps even creating the perfect CV.
The iMoney Show on iGlobal Radio. Brought to you by iGlobalNews.com.
iGlobalNews.com.
Whilst we talk about creating the right state of mind, Sam, I'd like to just touch on the subject of creating a better future for oneself. Perhaps getting a better job, perhaps getting better training or even admission into school, college or university, all of which require certain bits of paperwork. How does your coaching aid and help people who want to go that way in terms of such as, for example, a CV?
Great question, Tony, for asking this, because it's right now we are in a situation where a lot of people are applying for jobs. And why employer look at your CV? Why is important your CV? What sort of accolades or stars or diamonds is on your CV? Can they will be flashy enough to be renowned by the employers to check it out for you. Looking at the job aspect, one has to understand that, are you confident enough in yourself? Do you build this confidence? Are you ready for the next achievement in your career, in your life, what you want? And that's what start in your head. This the seed you sow in your head and say, you know what? I'm ready for it. Now, writing a CV requires you to be authentic to yourself. You know, I can write a CV for people and say, okay, well, I haven't done this, but okay, I can add this in that CV. I say, you can't. Your employer will know, because the way they ask you questions, you won't be able to answer those questions correctly. So better to start thinking as first step is, what is your core values? What are your core values? If your core values are to serve, and if that is matching with your employee or employer, that means you are on the same bandwidth, firstly. Secondly, the work what you're applying for, is it what you enjoy, or you are just applying because you need a job? Are you desperately showing yourself in your CV? Because that will come into your interview as well. So those things are very important to create a clear understanding when you're writing a CV. Step by step, you go with your personal statement, you go with your how you have been working in different companies, how you actually deliver with the right phrases, with the right words. You can't just start writing a commentary on that one, because sometimes people just want to skim through, because they have about 100 to 200 applicants for a position. They can't actually sit and review all the your CVs. They want to skim through. And if they identify exactly what the job description was and what you have actually written in your CV, they will pick you up quickly. And they will want to know exactly who you are. And that will give you a distinct value from everybody else's CV. So have to have a right ingredient in your CV, which will pick up by your, I would say they are your chefs. They need the right ingredient for their business or their company to actually execute the right dish or right sort of a flavor of their company in terms of how they're going to execute their life in the business. So these are the few points I would say to start with, understanding that why you want to apply for that job. Is your values are connecting with the employers? Is this something you really enjoy doing it? And what sort of spices or ingredients you're going to put into your CV, which will come out as a better fit for their dish?
We're talking to Sam Dozza, who is a business and professional emotional intelligence coach. And we've just been talking about putting the right ingredients into your CV when applying for a job. So we're going to be asking Sam about actually getting to the interview stage and how to handle that. right here on the show today.
The iMoney Show on iGlobal Radio. Brought to you by iGlobalNews.com.
We've spoken about sending the CV and putting the right ingredients into it, but what about making it to the interview stage? People often have anxiety and they have anxiousness, worry even, at the interview stage. How does one handle that? And what is your advice as a business and professional emotional intelligence coach to those people who are going for interviews?
You know what, Tony? A lot of people have been sitting at home, and because of this furlough things, and people have lost their confidence. And not only those people who have lost their confidence, I will also talk about women who are being on maternity leave and coming back to work. They also lose a lot of confidence going back to work. And these are quite an important areas to deal with, because that multiply into mental health issues as well, when people are not going to be looked at. In my professional expertise, what I would suggest, people who are being offered an interview, I would say they have to stop forward playing how they are going to execute the interview. Because what happened is, you got a letter coming from an interview, you started preparing yourself. If they will ask this question, I'm going to answer that way. If they are going to ask me this question, I'm going to answer that way. You know, calm yourself down. Make sure that you sit in mindfulness. Make sure that you only look at what is being offered to me as a job. If I'm the right fit, if the question comes, I'm going to be very calm in my place. And I'm going to articulate the answer in a different, in a only professional way. The way I've been professionally grounded myself. So calming needs to be calm, needs to be collective, needs to have this resilience in yourself. And having a mentor or a coach to coach them prior to that interview is also an advantage to them, that they are ready to excel in those interviews. Because a lot of time what happens is, sometimes we need people to hold their hand. It's not about that they can't actually walk. They just want somebody who's holding their hand to support them to achieve that results.
Thank you for listening to the iMoney Show, brought to you by iGlobal Radio, the hub of podcasts for and about global Indians. Find out more on iGlobalNews.com.
Sam Dosa, you are a business and personal stroke professional emotional intelligence coach. If people need to get in touch with you about the subjects that we've spoken about today on the program, how do people go about that, and how can you help them? Is there a website or a phone number or a call to action?
The call to action is straightforward. They can go to my LinkedIn, which is the Sam Dosa. They can search for me on Sam Dosa. Or they can just call me. My number is 07574046659. And that's the best way to communicate with me. And I will be respond to them immediately.
Thank you very much indeed, Sam. Thank you for talking to us today on the iMoney Show here on iGlobal Radio. It's been a privilege and a real pleasure. And I hope we'll have the opportunity to speak again very, very soon. Thank you.
Thank you very much for inviting me. Thank you.
iGlobal Radio, the hub of podcasts for and about global Indians. From news and views to wellness, entertainment, money matters, and much, much more. On air at iGlobalNews.com. iGlobalNews.com.